This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. diplomat Gordon Sondland testified on Wednesday that there was a conditional deal withholding military aid to Ukraine unless it opened investigations to benefit President Donald Trump politically. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Gordon Sondland said President Trump and his lawyer Rudy Giuliani explicitly pushed for a quid pro quo, an Oval Office visit for political investigations of Democrats.
Everyone was in the loop. It was no secret.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says Sondland's testimony is deeply significant and troubling. He said he had to be convinced to start the impeachment inquiry.
Not by the whistleblower, but by the actions of the president.
New York Republican Elise Stefanik says Gordon Sondland is not changing her mind.
When it comes to impeachable offenses, they have yet to point to a shred of evidence.
What did the president want from Ukraine?
I want nothing.
He says the Democrats want to drum him from office. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Trump impeachment inquiry is sure to come up in the fifth Democratic presidential debate in just about an hour in Atlanta, Georgia. AP's Matt Small has this preview.
While all 10 candidates on the debate stage are to some degree in favor of impeaching President Trump, half of them will serve as jurors in the Senate impeachment trial, should the House vote to impeach. And that potential complicates what those prospective jurors might say or not say tonight, as it could become relevant if and when the Senate holds a trial.
That's Matt Small of AP. A down day on Wall Street Wednesday, with all three major indices finishing in the red. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 0.4%. The S&P 500 fell by 0.38. The Nasdaq dropped by 0.51%. This is VOA News. The Israeli military says its warplanes struck dozens of Iranian and Syrian military targets outside of Damascus Wednesday in retaliation for a rocket attack on the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights the day before. But a war monitoring group says the Israeli strikes in Syria killed 11 people. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Israeli airstrikes targeted arms depots belonging to Iran's elite Quds force in two Damascus suburbs. The group says strikes also hit an airbase where air defense units are stationed. From the Syria side, the state news agency says its air defenses destroyed most of the missiles before they reached their targets. The Israeli military says the hits follow a rocket attack on the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights on Tuesday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani claimed victory Wednesday over the country's enemies that he has blamed for the deadly nationwide anti-government protests against an unpopular gas price hike. Emily Spickel of Reuters has more.
Iran's president is claiming victory over unrest he's blamed on the country's foreign enemies. Hassan Rouhani was speaking on state TV and also acknowledged there may have been complaints about the country's management. Unrest began on Friday after gasoline prices were raised at least 50% and rationing imposed. They quickly turned political. Thousands of Iranians joined pro-government rallies in several cities on Wednesday. It comes after Amnesty International said more than 100 protesters had been killed in days of demonstrations in 21 cities. Around 1,000 protesters have been arrested.
That's Emily Spickel of Reuters. The ride-sharing app Uber will soon let passengers and drivers record audio of their rides in an attempt to improve its safety record. We get more from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Uber plans to pilot the program in Brazil and Mexico in December. The ride-hailing company eventually hopes to launch recorded rides in other markets, including the U.S. Uber has struggled with safety issues. Sometimes it's accusations of drivers assaulting passengers. Other times it's riders attacking the drivers. The feature would allow customers to opt into recording all or select trips. Uber says those recordings will be encrypted to protect privacy. Users can later share them with Uber if they want to report a problem. Julie Walker, New York.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.